Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the previous session, we were trying to understand the deeper message with Imam Ali alayhi salam's words in Hikmah number 9, where he says, خَالَتُ النَّاسَ مُخَالَتَةً إِن مِتْتُم مَعَهَا بَكُوا عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِن عِشْتُمْ حَنُّوا إِلَيْكُمْ. Mingle with people in such a manner that if you die, they should weep for you, and if you live, they should long for you. We said that this kind of lifestyle was very much implemented by Rasulullah and Imam Ali alayhi salam themselves and other Ma'sumin alayhi salam, where people were always eager to be around them and hear their message. And of course, this was their main tool for attracting people to spread the truth and fight the oppressors, to the point that even kuffar and their enemies were attracted to them. However, before ending the last session, we mentioned Sermon 46, where before departing for Siffin, the Imam alayhi salam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'tha'i as-safar. Oh my Lord, I seek your protection from the hardships of journey. And we were going through the various events that the Imam faced during this journey. And we said one of them was the Imam alayhi salam's stop in Karbala. Another example is his passing through the city of Anbar, where a tribe called Khushnush, who apparently were Persians, they run after the Imam alayhi salam to glorify him. But the Imam alayhi salam was displeased, and according to the Hikmah 37 of Nahjul Balagha, he said to them, مَا هَذَا الَّذِي سَنَعْتُمُوهُ. Why do you do that? They said, it is our custom to respect our kings like that. Imam replied, I swear by Allah that your rulers did not benefit from this, and you put yourself in hardship with it in this world, and in the hereafter you will suffer for it. And hardship followed by torment is a great loss, and ease followed by safety from the fire is a great profit. Another event that the Imam alayhi salam faced during his journey towards the Battle of Siffin was passing by the city called Bahr Sayr, where they encountered the ruins of the palaces of the old Persian kings, and Imam Ali alayhi salam was looking at it. Hurr ibn Sa'm says, when I saw Imam alayhi salam looking at that derelict building, I started to recite a part of the poem from Aswad ibn Ya'fur, where he says, جرت الرياح على محل ديارهم فكأنما كانوا على ميعاد. The wind blows in the place that used to be their shelter. It is as if the owners had the rendezvous elsewhere. And here the Imam alayhi salam suddenly said, why do you recite this poem when you can recite the holy verses of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ad-Dukhan from the verse 25 to 29, كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. How many gardens and springs did they leave behind? Fields and splendid places, and the affluence wherein they rejoiced. So it was, and we bequeathed them to another people. So neither the sky wept for them, nor the earth, nor were they granted any respite. And my brothers and sisters, these verses of the Holy Quran, which were recited by Imam Ali alayhi salam on this occasion, make the hikmah that we were discussing much clearer. If you live like kings and pursue a luxurious lifestyle, you will never have a place in the hearts of people, and people will not be attracted to you or weep for you when you depart this world. Therefore, a mu'min must lead a humble life in order to be able to influence his society and invite people to the path of truth and be a help for the cause of Allah. which in our era is helping the representative of the Imam of Age, Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafazahullah, in order to pave the ground for the reappearance of the Savior of Humanity, Imam Mahdi, Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, inshallah. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.